And ladies and gentlemen, I am now being joined by Natalie Fanny Gonzalez, the Vice Chair of the Montgomery County Planning Board. Natalie, why don't you tell us about your involvement with this project here at Ridge Road Park?
Well, the number one thing is that I do have my children playing hockey. I think it's one of the most exciting games out there. The cold, the action, everything combined makes it really cool. And I love the fact that my children have benefited from the Washington Capitals Learn to Play program. And I love that so many kids that have never been exposed to hockey, they're doing that right now.
So I tied the conversation with Andrew Friedson. He talked a lot about like the planning and a lot of the key things. What were some of the key things for you when it came to working on this rink specifically?
So basically, the Washington Capitals came to us too, saying that you know they wanted to invest in making sure more communities knew about about hockey. And we have the land, right? We have the effort. We have the passion to do it. So right now we have the Wheaton Ice Arena that a lot of people know. My kids play. We have the Kevin John ice rink. And now here in Germantown, we're going to be building another ice rink because, you know, people are getting to know the sport and more people are trying to get involved. And when more people want to get involved in a particular sport, that means that we need to have more spaces for them to be able to play.
Now, for this ice rink here in Germantown, will it be an indoor rink or an outdoor rink?
It's going to be indoor so far.
Good. Playing outdoors on ice is kind of hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And now we have two street hockey, right? We have one in Kensington and now the one in Germantown. And then the one that I'm telling you about, the ice rink, I hope to be. We're hoping to be indoors. We're looking for the punts for sure.
Right. And what is the timeline on that one, if there is one?
I don't think it's even in front of me yet. It's going to take a few years.
So I'll be about 50 years old when thing.
Hopefully not. That means I'll be probably 50 as well, because I don't think you and I are too far apart. The key is to make more people, to have more investment, you know, to make it happen sooner.
And for as part of the planning board, are you working with the Capitals and trying to get more clinics like what we're seeing right here today?
Yes, and that was my pitch when I spoke today. You know, I would love for the Washington Capitals to do more of that Learn to Play program that they're doing that my kids went through. There are kids out there that really wants to do it. That we just need to give them the opportunity. So,
yeah. And your son right there is just looking at me going like, Mommy, why is this guy interviewing you? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. They're just. But the good thing about my children is that they're so used to it. They're just quiet when this happens.
Now, we're watching the kids right now doing the clinic here. Mm-hmm. How does this make you feel knowing that you've had to go through all this planning and that you're finally seeing the fruits of your labor?
I think, this is the most amazing feeling. You know, when you first get an application, it takes years to actually see the actual site built. And it's such a sense of accomplishment when you see things happening and you see people enjoying and having a good time. It makes me feel that, you know, my job is worth it, you know.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on a great job here at the rink. I'm super excited about this.
Ah, you look excited. I love
it. I'm excited.
I love it.